slight detour. I
Blog Talk Radio.
The two right lanes have been closed also to repair some damage caused by an earlier collision. The current backup now is about 6 miles, so bring your patients along with you there. That's I-5 northbound just north of the 516. Stay tuned for 2 hours of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Coming up next after the news and weather, and in the first hour, it's the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and 12 minutes to more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. A U.S. official is blaming advisors to Russian President Vladimir Putin for being too afraid to tell him the truth about their military's performance in Ukraine. They added it's believed Putin isn't being told just how bad sanctions from around the world are impacting Russia's economy. The official went on to say Putin is aware of the misinformation, which has led to a rift between him and top defense officials. There are reports of new attacks today outside two cities in Ukraine where Russia vowed to scale back troops. Jacob Soboroff is in Lviv.
This city faced two different sets of incoming missile attacks by the Russians, one on that fuel depot and one on that factory that was used by the Ukrainian military. President Zelensky himself, while he has expressed hope that the peace talks in Istanbul will yield some positive results, the facts on the ground indicate otherwise at this hour.
A soldier is dead following a helicopter crash this morning at Fort Stewart in southeast Georgia. Scott Kimbler reports.
The crash involved two helicopters and happened about 2 o'clock this morning at Wright Army Airfield. Fox 5 News reporting the soldier was part of the 3rd Combat Aviation Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division.
A possible tornado heavily damaged a school and some other buildings in Springdale, Arkansas this morning. The roof was blown off an elementary school, a gymnasium destroyed, and some other nearby buildings were also damaged. The new report shows how much more Americans are paying for inflation. According to an analysis from Bloomberg, the average American family will pay over $5,000 this year for basic household items compared to last year. The study goes on to predict inflation will force more people to join the workforce, and that increase in workers will bring down wages. A Connecticut judge will today take up the request that InfoWars host Alex Jones be held in contempt of court for missing 2 depositions last week. Jones yesterday offered each plaintiff family a settlement of $120,000 in an effort to end the case. The settlement request was quickly rejected by the families who have sued Jones for claiming the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax designed to promote gun control. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with light showers on and off throughout the day. High temperatures around 47, 48 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, again with some light rain showers, low temperatures dropping down to about 40. For Thursday and running up into the weekend, more clouds, 20 to 50% chance of showers. High temperatures in the low to mid-50s with low temperatures in the low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I really started my day today really kind of cool. And now I get to even have a cooler starting to the day. Shout out to Benny. Hi, Benny. How you doing?
It is probably one of the coolest ones we're about to witness.
It's about cool.
Yeah.
It's like super, like, coolest that I had to wear my little bandana, okay?
Whoa.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to get too cool.
It's pretty cool.
All right.
Plus, like, my little rosemary glasses.
Yeah,
plus, I'm
good.
Not sure what the hair is doing at the moment, but that's the way we roll.
At least you have it. I get it.
Yeah, shout out to Jacob, William, and Olivia. It does take a village. It takes a village. And it takes inspiration. But what it really does take is what my very special guest, and I cannot believe it's been this long since she and I have chatted, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones joining me here today, is about to present. Because here's the deal with all of this. We go through a lot, concerns about COVID. I'm not concerned about inflation because I think I've been through, I don't know, like a bunch of decades with that already, so I already know that deal. But health, healing issues, lack of faith, confidence, all of those things. But then here she comes. She comes out of the gate, and what she's saying to all of us is, wait a minute, that can be your reality to things, or you could have an uplifted 12 minutes to more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality. You could do that or you could do that. Today, it's about uplifted. This is, again, one of her fabulous, fabulous books, presentations. But, you know, here's the deal. This is just what she does. Today, you're not only going to hear about this. This is the debut. This is the launch. This is popping it out. This is giving birth, but you're going to hear from the most incredible woman about how she has never given up. She's never quit. She's got a little card she may show you how many times we have talked. And she has been one of the greatest supporters of the show, even when the show was crust busting. My gosh, great to have you here. Susan Smith-Jones, rocking it.
Yay. Dr. Pat, it is a joy to be with you for the 26th time. And here is my 3x5 card with all the shows that we have done by name. And I'm very old school with things because if the computer breaks down, then I have my cards for our topics. But today is the most exciting topic we've ever discussed. Because who doesn't want to be uplifted these days? And this is the first time I get to be with you with a video, not audio.
That. And then, Jacob, you've got to pull out that clip of Susan holding up those cards. You got to pull that, like, snapshot that when you go to do the edit of Susan holding up those cards to send to Linda and Jessica. Got to do it. Got to do it. Because old school, new school, no school. The point is that you and I learned how to do what we need to do so we can be here today, uplifted, and help other people. What is it that, for you, look, let's just catch up. You've written about so many things. You are the essence, the queen of health and wellness. You have been that since I met you, like, almost 20 years ago. And
when I was 2 years old, thank you.
But now you're 5.
Yeah.
Because that's the way I look at my life right there. But I got to ask you this. This is where we have to step up and know that we can claim, in your words, claim victory over disease, fatigue, anxiety, obesity. So what was it you've observed here that really tapped you in the heart to say, I've got to write this book now?
Well, it all started right when we had the lockdown. And people came to me, not even coming to my home and my office, but called me and said, Susan, I have lost my joy of living. I have no faith. People are getting meaner. I'm depressed. I don't know what to do. And I don't have days and days to turn my life around. So I got to thinking that for the last 20 years before COVID hit, I was traveling the world, and for people that have never heard me before, I'll go back in a little bit to my background and how I got started. But for 20 years, I used to travel all over the world, teaching people the Gold Star secrets, to keeping their bodies fit and strong and in body, mind, and spirit. And then I've been working up until COVID hit with 12 clients a year, teaching them how to do this so I could devote time to them. And I decided to take all these great secrets and put it in one book that, because people don't have a day now. They might not even have 3 hours, but most people can carve out 12 or fewer minutes to do an action step or something to enrich body, mind, and spirit. So I make it simple.
Yeah.
And the key is that changes are best made in little baby steps. And if you embrace them consistently and enthusiastically, the cumulative effect will soon make them your new normal. The key is you got to believe in yourself. So this book teaches you how to believe in yourself.
You know, this is really part of why I was so excited to talk with you. But, you know, it was also a reminder as I read the book and I went through it and I started to ask myself questions. Am I doing this? Am I doing this? I mean, just mentally in my brain, right? Like, how am I doing this? How am I doing this? What am I doing about this? One of the things I realized, and hence why the bandana and my shirt underneath here today, is that when we deny ourselves the moments in life that bring us peace and joy, I do believe it just puts a, I'm going to call it temporary hole in our soul. A temporary one. And yet we know that we do it. Like today, I almost did it. If I didn't pick up your book and read your book, if I didn't do this in prep for today, I would have not taken myself to do something I really love, which is also a great form of exercise, being around people now that we can be out there. But this is the kind of book that you bring to inspire people into action, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the thing. Everyone can read a book, whether you hold a book or you go to Kindle or whatever it is you're reading, but unless you apply it in your life. And you know what, Dr. Pat, it's not a decision that we make one morning and then the rest of the year goes swimmingly. It's a decision we make every morning. We wake up and we are the president and CEO of our body and life. And so many people say, you know, I like what you say, Susan, but I can't start for a month because it's my birthday, my anniversary, the church's bake sale, and I'm under way too much stress right now. You've got to not let your excuses get in the way. It's a decision you make every day. And what the decisions you make today create your future. So you really do need to choose wisely. And, you know, probably the best advertisement ever in the world decades ago was by Nike. It was just do it.
Just do it, yeah.
We just need to do it. And I remember ages ago when you and I were together and we used to talk about your fitness program and what you would do. And I just think you should show people what's under your bandana today so people will see that you have a really big commitment. See,
my
she's ready to work out.
Well, wait, okay, now I missed it. Not only my table tennis shirt, but hold on. This is the jacket I wear over it. Of course, I got a little bit more dressed up for you, Susan, because you look so beautiful. And my God.
Thank you.
This is true. This is the first video. It doesn't matter how many shows.
I know.
This is our first video.
I know.
It's like
that's one of my best friends I'm seeing for the first time.
Exactly. And, you know, okay, so see that? Oh, I don't know if it's backwards. See what
that
says?
Yes, USA
table tennis.
Yay!
Yeah. So, Jessica calls it, what does she call it? Ping pong. It's ping pong.
Yes, I love it. Oh, I love it.
But here's the thing. You know, you started in this field, and you are by far one of the most inspiring presenters, and you're so full of knowledge and wealth. But here we are right now.
I like that wealth. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm affirming that with you.
You have to say that because, you know, holistic, we could talk about health. We could, but, you know, if you leave out the wealth part, then you're really not tapping into this, right?
No, that's right.
Let's digress for a minute. It is extremely difficult I think for anyone, to really step up to be uplifted. If the one thing we think we're never going to get isn't addressed. And when you talk to people, Susan Wright, you talk to people and they'll talk about their health and they'll talk about their fitness. But the minute that you bring up money and abundance, you can feel, right, uplifted, and the tips you have in here and the level of optimism, aren't you also opening a portal for the complete categorization that we use in wellness and well-being, all of those categories?
Yes, yes. And prosperity is a big thing. You know, people will say to me, Susan, I do what you say. I visualize, I meditate, I affirm, I do affirmations all day long that unlimited blessings and wealth is coming my way, are coming my way, and I just don't see it. But if on a level of your being you don't feel worthy and deserving of having that wealth, then it might come to you and then slip away very quickly, or it might not come to you at all. And you've got to realize that we do live in a friendly universe. Our responsibility is to identify and transform those beliefs that have been sabotaging us from receiving the good that's our birthright. And it starts on being very, very clear on what you want. What do you want to achieve and what you believe? And you've got to believe in yourself. And once you make that decision, because it is a friendly universe, what do you want? Maybe you want health and fitness, more prosperity, a house, a new car. Once you make that decision, then the universe comes together in the most miraculous way to help make it happen. But whenever you go into any program, whether it's I want more prosperity, health, fitness, heal my body, you be aware of your beliefs and thoughts going in. You've got to weed out the doubt and your negative thoughts that, oh, I tried this before, it didn't work. I've tried my whole life to get all the extra weight off, it hasn't worked. You've got to weed out all the feelings of doubt and know that you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. I read the Bible a little bit every day. Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. It really does begin with faith. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. And faith is that invisible magnet that attracts to itself, you know, whatever you feel, you believe, you think, you're always attracting back. So you got to put a guard up at that door of your mind and your attitude. You know, in a moment, I want to talk to you how I started with my grandmother, but she always used to say to me, Susan, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So be aware of your attitude. Make it positive, enthusiastic. Nothing great, as Emerson said, was ever achieved without enthusiasm.
Yeah.
You've got to be positive about your life. And it's a daily task. Be aware of what you're thinking. Are you so uptight that your shoulders are up around your ears? Are you breathing shallowly? Are you thinking of all the things for which you are grateful? My grandmother Fritzi used to say to me, each and every day, this is the biggest lesson ever that we can all do, each and every day, live thankfully. Gratitude is like this dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's a connecting link or a bridge between you and all possible channels of good in your life. And when you become a person who all day long is grateful, find things for which to be grateful, it makes you a magnet for blessings and miracles. And don't leave the task of counting your blessings to the fourth Thursday on November. Every day, be grateful. Be grateful you look at what's going on in the world. I'm grateful I have a bed and a pillow and a roof over my head and hot water and food in the refrigerator. And I'm grateful for you, too. It's amazing what you do.
You know, I love this powerful message now. I mean, I'm not surprised. I am so thrilled that you are working with people and your message and the strength of your conviction is stronger than I've ever heard it, because that's us too. You know, we're the network that started with 1 hour a week show called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, and was told by countless media experts that we would not last a year, let alone a minute, with creating a positive talk venue. Now, fast forward to where we are. We're now a network. We have multiple channels, and we have not wavered on this. Because this is my next question for you, and I think you say this best in your book. And please, I apologize if I get the quote wrong, but I wrote down that one of the things you say is you quote Thoreau, and you quote Henry David Thoreau. And one of the quotes is, and I love this, you know, not until we are lost do we begin to understand ourselves. Now, that goes from the Bible, you know, you take Jesus's journey and walk, you look at that. You look at the apostles, you look at Buddha. It doesn't matter who in that realm. Carl Jung. Carl Jung made an admission years later in a letter to Bill Wilson that how disappointed he was in himself, that he didn't do more with spirituality and spiritual experience. But that quote is the essence, I think, for the opportunity to be uplifted. Can you talk to that? I think it's in your book. I know it's in your book. I just don't remember where now.
Yes, yes. And whenever something happens to us, it's so easy to go, oh, my gosh, why is this happening to me? Why, I've seen this pattern happen before. I'm repeating it again. And woe is me. And now I'm depressed. And now I'm going to go eat whatever's in the refrigerator or go to the fast food restaurant. And we often use food as a coping mechanism rather than a fuel source. And if you just, it's really often in the questions. If you ask the right question to God, to the universe, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Say, why is this happening for me? You just change the preposition. And in asking that, and you know, we all have our guardian angels, and I work and talk to my guardian angels all day long. And
they do.
Over my shoulder right here next to my book, you can see one of about 25 angels that I have around my home. And I say to my angels every morning, guide what I think, feel, say, and do to me. I want to be a shining example of God's love today. I want to support people, help inspire people, get the positive ripples to go outward. But when we ask that right question, why is this happening to me? And then we take time for stillness, because, you know, I'm big on meditation and silence every day. And in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, it's the I'll just show you quickly.
Yeah, hold it up for us.
This is Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. I didn't want to have a really thick book. So the book right before it is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Detoxify. And I have two chapters in the Wired for High-Level Wellness book on meditation. You know, I've been doing it since I was a teenager.
Oh.
And it's a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of life. And it scientific studies show that it slows the aging process. It's cost-free. It enlivens your creative abilities. It helps to rejuvenate your body. And I think that silence is not the absence of sound, it's the absence of noise. Silence is like the natural sounds of, like yesterday morning I did a beautiful hike, and before I even saw it, I heard flutters by my ear, and I knew it was a hummingbird, and I saw deer and the breeze and the trees. That's silent. Noise, well, you know what noise is. It's talking, planes, radio, TV, chatter, and we need to get back to the quietness of our soul, and we do that through meditation. And I think that, and I can take anybody, if they read these two books, I promise you, I can give you the fountain of youth in body, mind, and spirit. I look pretty good for 123 years.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I was going to say quickly, if you give me 30 days, astounding transformations will start and take place in your body. And with some deep breathing every day, it's so important because it's in the stillness and quiet that important things become clear. So we need to carve out some time every day for some quiet meditation. And one of my favorite things to do is in the Bible, Psalms 46:10 is peace be still. And I like to slowly, and you can do it when you're driving, just don't close your eyes. But at home, breathe in slowly and deeply, slowly, deeply, and silently to yourself, silently or out loud, say peace. Hold your breath, and then exhale slowly to be still. Peace as you inhale, be still as you exhale. Focus on your breath. You do that for 5 minutes a few times a day, and you will be calm, relaxed. In charge of your life, you will feel positive and optimistic. It's such a simple exercise, and it costs nothing.
Yeah, and you know, what you're talking about, I want to get to this book a little bit more. We're going to really dig deeper into both books, actually, because if you're like me, for the first half of my life, let's just say, what you've experienced is how to survive. How to survive mom's suicide, how to survive being homeless. You know, somebody asked me, this is funny, Susan. We have a lot to catch up on.
I know. I hope we have 3 more hours.
You're going to come back because I want to really talk about the other book when you come back. But you nailed it. In this book, you set the stage. And I love the way always when you present a book, cards, articles, I don't care what you do, you give us a why. Why? And here's what you say, and I cannot say this enough to people, because I can't tell you how many ladies I work with that say, I got this, or I'm fine. You say, stress is a modern problem is a major problem in modern times.
Yes.
Then you go on to say, here's where we are today. This is a whole new level. We are in a whole new paradigm with stress. This is not stress about, oh, I'm late for work and maybe the traffic. No, you really come out of the gate and you say, look, health problems attributed to stress, estimated business is $150 billion every year. And yet, businesses still refuse to spend money to hire the talented people that could come in and deal with this. And this is why I love your book. Because then you talk about unrelated stress, epidemic proportions, busyness, hurriedness, how the body does not always know how to handle it. And then you give us a solution in the book. And you give it to us in manageable chunks. You take us through every chapter, 12 minutes, every chapter. This is what you can do. Write this gratitude list. What was it about what you saw these past 3 years where you said, I don't need to write a big fat book. I've done that. I need to help people get uplifted and thrive.
Yes, because everyone needs practical, easy, doable tips that not only affect, say, help you lose weight, but they'll make your mind more positive. They'll make your attitude indescribably optimistic. People who are more optimistic, according to a recent Harvard study, live 10 to 15% longer than pessimistic people. So if someone says, all right, I like all this, Susan, but, you know, you say drink more water. I don't like water. What do? I want to make it practical. You say to eat more fruits and vegetables, but I'm really not into vegetables, so we got to make it more practical here. You know, I do want to lose weight. I've struggled my whole life with issues with weight, and I can't seem to get all the extra weight off. So I give you manageable tips that you can do one 12-minute action step a day combined with an affirmation, or you could do 3 or 4 12-minute tips. It's whatever you have time to do. Some of the tips will take 1 minute. Nothing will take over 12 minutes, and then when you achieve achieve your goals. Let's say you want to start eating a little bit better. You want to drink more water. You don't want to have ice cream for dessert every night. When you start that beautiful snowball of achieving your goals, it empowers you because you have faith in yourself. You know, as I said, the whole course of things in life goes to teach us faith. And every day, if you embrace simple tips in an enthusiastic way, that cumulative effect adds up, and it all of a sudden becomes your new normal. And I write a lot about 21-day agreements, how Ben Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So, and if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the search bar, put in 21-day agreement. Sign up for my free newsletters, monthly, but put in 21-day agreement, and you'll get a sheet that you can print out that says, I, and then put in your name, Sally, and then I have agree and commit to for the next 21 days, I will. Write down what it is you're going to do. It's such a simple, easy way to adopt new positive habits in your life or give up things you don't want anymore, like maybe having ice cream every night for dinner or after dinner.
Right.
And I've done this for about 40 years. My grandmother taught me about this. And every month I make a new 21-day agreement to bring something in or to give something up. And I've never said before what I'm doing this 21 days, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. And I'm on day 16 today. And I went and got a facial about 6-7 weeks ago to someone I never knew before. So she doesn't know me. She doesn't know what I do. She looked at me and she said, Susan, I can tell you that you sleep on your right side. I said to her, how do you know that?
Wow.
She said, because you have many more wrinkles under your right eye than you do under your left. Your right eye is a little bit, your right lip is a little bit smaller on the top part. I tried to use lipstick to cover that up. And she said, I'm going to tell you that, you know, I don't know exactly how old you are, but you should start sleeping on your back, put a pillow under your knees. I knew that. And I, all my life, I have slept on my right side. She's right. And I started it in the first 3 nights. Quite honestly, I hardly slept. It was difficult, but I put pillows on both sides of my body from legs to the top so I wouldn't roll over in my sleep. And now we're on, last night was 16, today is 17. And now I'm sleeping a little bit better. And you feel so proud when you follow through on what you say you're going to do. If you skip a day out of 21, you've got to start back over again. But Dr. Pat, you and I have talked about this a lot before. It's also about keeping your word with yourself.
Oh, man.
And if you say to me, well, nobody knows. I haven't told anybody what my agreement is. So what does it matter? Well, what matters is the universe knows, God knows, your angels know, and I'm a stickler about people keeping their word, to follow through on what they say they're going to do, because I think when you don't do that, even with yourself, you darken your spirit, you get depressed, and when you keep your word, and you make your first 21-day agreement so easy that you couldn't mess it up. Maybe it's every day if you want to get into exercise. I agree and commit to exercising at least, and maybe you just say 15 minutes. Don't say 3 hours. You won't do it, and you'll set yourself up to fail. But then you can do 15, maybe 10 minutes a day, you say. And after 21 days, you feel so empowered that then you can make the next 21-day agreement. Maybe you do 2 little things. More exercise and water, or no ice cream and yoga every day, whatever you do. And then you feel so empowered. And that these are the baby steps you take until all of a sudden you're on top of the world. You're completely uplifted, body, mind, and spirit. We can all be that way.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Susan says in her book, Uplifted. We're going to talk about compassion in action. And we're going to really piggyback off of this keeping your word, because many of you have heard me talk about the fact that I studied the consequences of broken promises for 10 years, researched them, wrote about them, postdoctorate about them. And what Susan is saying right here, it is not just constructural concept. It is empirically studied that when you do not keep your word, or someone does not keep their word, or you do not keep your word slash promise to oneself, the consequences of that are emotional, they are psychological,
yes,
and they get at the very core of respect and self-esteem. That is not like a pie in the sky. That is research. It is called psychological contracts. That 21-day thing, that is a psychological and mental and physical contract. And when you hold it up, all of the opposite of consequences of broken promises come in. When we come back, how do we take this, uplift it? How do we talk about what is next to do, especially compassion and action and kindness? Kindness, kindness, kindness. I just can't say enough. Susan, best website for people to go to is yours, right? How do they get the book?
It's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. That really is my name. You can go to Amazon. If you want to get an autographed copy, just go to my website, click on new books. You can learn about the book. You can read part of the foreword. And don't forget, sign up for my free monthly, once a month you hear from me,
yeah,
monthly healthy living newsletter.
Yeah, I love it. Let's take a short break, Benny. Jacob, we'll be right back with the most amazing Dr. Susan Smith-Jones.
Ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrena Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Wadrena Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insight on how to turn things around and gain the Married for Life mindset.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie,
and me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Everybody, I am so thrilled to have Susan Smith-Jones joining me here today. Please go to SusanSmithJones.com. It's one of these websites that you go to. You go to a lot of websites, and they got a lot of really cool images, but this is the most informative, super informative, whether it's books, and go to the new books and you'll see Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And we're going to talk about the power, the superpower in kindness and compassion in a minute. The other thing that Susan is inviting all of you to is you can go right there and sign up for her monthly newsletter. Then what happens? You start to get articles. You start to get information. You're in the cycle of having her wisdom and her expertise and her kindness come through every month, just as a reminder that you too can have all of it, can have all of it. Susan, thank you so much for today. The book is available on Amazon, but if they go to your website and they click on new books, they can get it there, right?
Yes. Autographed.
Yep. And scroll down, get autographed copies. They can do that too. I wanted to get back to something we were talking about earlier and that I was talking with you about during a break. I happen to be surrounded by the most incredible people, and this team that has supported this message and the network, everybody here, you know, you're meeting a few of them here today, you know, Linda, Jessica.
Yes. Hi, Linda.
Yep. But outside of this, we don't stop kindness and compassion outside of this.
No.
What or who has been your best influencer? Because this is not just a conversation from you. This is embedded in your soul.
And you're so right. And I'm looking, Matthew 7:12 is the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Oh, boy.
Very briefly, because it's all in the two books. When I was a teenager, my dad unexpectedly died. I didn't handle it well. I gained 50 pounds in a year, eating everything in sight that was not good for me. I got asthma, allergies, arthritis, acne. I was bullied in school. I didn't want to live. My grandmother, what we thought was this kooky health nut, she was not a doctor. She was from Denmark. And she saw what was happening to me. I was sinking and sinking. She took me under her wings, and she said, if you'll live with me for 3 months, I'll get all the weight off in 3 months. All the allergies, asthma, acne, arthritis will go away. You'll be on top of the world again. So she had my attention. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I watched what she did with neighbors. She was like a healing person. If she was a Native American Indian, she would have been the healing person. That people would come to her with depression, cancer, diabetes, earache, bug bite, whatever. And she knew exactly what to do. If people were depressed, she'd have them go in the backyard, take their shoes and socks off, walk around on the grass barefoot. She would listen. She said, Susan, we're born with two ears and one mouth. God's trying to tell us to listen more. She taught me that the greatest understanding of the human heart is to feel understood. So I watched what she did. She taught me how to eat, what not to eat. She taught me how to grow sprouts. I even have a book called Kitchen Gardening about how to grow sprouts. I've been growing them for decades in my kitchen. And then I worked with her for 7 years, and then she died, and then I was in a terrible automobile, and I was on top of the world. And then she passed away. I was in an automobile accident. I write about in the books. My car was totaled. The doctors at UCLA said, even though I was a real tomboy, loved sports, always wanted to be the first female Dodger baseball player through college, the doctor said I'd never be able to carry even a purse again. I'd be in pain the rest of my life, can't be physically active.
Wow.
I chose not to accept that. With determination, with perseverance, with faith in God, therapy, the right food, and total, total faith and an attitude of positive thinking, I healed. My body healed. God healed my body. I went back, and the doctor said, I don't get it. There's no sign of a fracture. You seem to be free of pain. Maybe this is what they referred to as a miracle, although he said, I've never studied about miracles in medical school. And then I went on to get multiple degrees at UCLA. And then I taught at UCLA, students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Then I retired in 2000 so that I could travel all over the world and teach people the things that my grandmother taught me, how to keep your body healthy and fit in body, mind, and spirit. And so to this day, I still feel my mom's guidance and my grandmother watching over me. And they were both the greatest inspiration in my life.
Yeah, I have the same. I mean, my mom and my stepmom are not with me, and they died very suddenly, very young. And my mom, of course, was addicted to alcohol and drugs, and that's what they did to men, to women. My stepmom, her literally her heart exploded. My mentor, stake went through her heart. So I know what that's like. But the teachings, I mean, right here in one of the parts of your book, I want to really get to this.
Yes.
Because I remember this from way back when I first talked to you. And by the way, that walking in the grass thing.
Let me tell you. I want to see when the first time we were together. December 7th, 2010.
Yeah. And that was right before my birthday. And actually, I thought we were on before that. But here's the thing.
And we could have been.
I, to this day, do what you talked about even way back then. When I am out of sorts, I will take my shoes off and socks, and I will walk right out there.
Yes.
And when I'm done, I'm not the same. In the book, I love the section that you wrote or the chapter you wrote, and I want to get right to this because it's too powerful not to mention. I wake up and I say, thank you, God, 70 times a day. Every day. It doesn't matter what.
Yes, that is right.
It doesn't matter what. In the book, you talk about the power of cultivating gratitude, but, of course, as Susan Smith-Jones would do, how that reaps the health benefits. And when I was reading the points that you listed right down on that chapter, and you said, can I read it?
You can.
Can I read it?
Sure, you may.
Number one says, coronary arteries relax, thus increasing the blood supply to your heart. And that's right before you say to be thankful for, you say be thankful for, and you hold that feeling for
15 seconds. Yes.
That's why I had to bring this up.
I know. What happens in your body in 15 seconds? Keep reading.
I mean, come on. I want to know, any of you out there, email me at info@thedrpatshow. If you don't think you have 15 seconds, because we're going to help you with this.
Yeah.
Not 15 minutes, not 15 years, 15 seconds. Do you know how many times you can say, thank you, God, thank you, universe, thank you, Buddha, thank you, mom, thank you, dad. Do you know how many times you can say that?
Yes.
You go on to say this, heart rhythm becomes more harmonious.
Yes.
Which positively affects your mood and all of the body organs.
Yeah.
Susan,
yes.
That is so simple, and yet people struggle to do it. We've got to help them now.
But you see what? Now we're teaching them the power of gratitude for 15 seconds. In 15 seconds, you boost your immunity, you reduce inflammation, your whole attitude can change from negative to positive. You release neurotransmitters called endorphins, oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin that all make you, these are the feel-good chemicals. And you can do something kind for someone else, and it doesn't just last 15 seconds. The results in your body will last for hours and days, even when you think about, oh, I opened a door for someone last week. I complimented a senior, I'm a senior too, on how pretty her hair looks. Then all of a sudden you reignite all of these great upliftments in your body in 15 seconds. So if all that happens, think about if throughout the day, like you just said, you could say, thank you, God, thank you. Even though it's a challenging time, thank you for this. What a great lesson I'm learning. Thank you. Think of how much healthier your body's going to be. And it's not just kindness for other people. Dr. Pat, it's kindness for yourself.
Yeah.
I drank more water today. I showed my body kindness. I got a little bit of extra sleep. I ate an extra piece of fruit. I'm eating more vegetables today. Your body will just glow with vitality when you do that, not just physically, but mentally, because you treated yourself with kindness. The whole world would be a better place if we would do this. When you said, thank you, God, in the 13th century, Meister Eckhart, that famous Christian mystical philosopher, said, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough.
Yeah.
So, and then I go through a major thick chapter on all of the health benefits of gratitude and kindness to your body, whether it's kindness to yourself or to other people.
But you also do something interesting in the book, and it's really where you take us to. I was really loving it because you get us through an understanding, and then you say, look, here's the nitty-gritty of the kindness-happiness correlation. And the reason I'm bringing that up, along with the golden rule, is because as we start to read this and you're talking with us, you're giving us things to do. And they're not hard things to do.
No.
But you're also saying that anybody can unleash, in your words, that inner compassion. Anybody can take what's in here, understand it, take that 12-minute action step that you provide. This is like a map.
Yes.
It's like a little map.
Yes.
But in the end, there are so many things here, and I especially love the conversation on forgiveness, but there are so many things here that even if someone were to do something simple as, not simple, not easy, but simple as cultivate courage in everything, there's just an energetic shift just from you and I talking about it, Susan.
Yeah, exactly right. And what you're saying really is the most important relationship you ever have is that one with yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Are you happy with what you've done? I'm on an elimination diet. I remove all thoughts of guilt, anger, doubt, worry, concern, you know, because I give it all to God and I let go and let God. But in terms of the most important relationship is with yourself. Be your own best friend. When you love yourself a lot, that doesn't make you vain. It really makes you indestructible when you take care of yourself, because then you can help other people. If you are going around every day on your cup is half empty, it's hard to take care of the world. And we all need to be vessels of kindness and joy and vitality to inspire people around us. So we got to take care of ourselves, and then whatever we can do to take care of other people, because people need our help right now more than ever before. They need to be uplifted.
They do. They do. I mean, and you know, it's funny. I'm gonna read something from your book called Settle for Goodness. You say, my mom used to remind me often, when you settle to find goodness, then goodness finds you. And then you go on to say, I love this. And my grandmother taught me that we live in a friendly universe that is always saying yes to us.
Yes.
Our responsibility is to identify and transform those beliefs that have been sabotaging us from accepting and receiving the good that is our birthright. Yeah, that's it. Now, here's the thing I want to ask you about. I flunked a psychological assessment when I was younger.
Congratulations.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I flunked on the question, how do you see the glass half empty or half full?
Yes.
And they give you, like,
oh,
and then I crossed it all out and said, I don't. I never see the glass half anything. The glass is always full.
There you go.
And they came back and they said, you have to answer the question. I said, I did answer the question.
Yes.
They said, no, you have to pick one. I said, no, I never see the glass like that. So I got categorized as resistant, whatever those terms are.
That is
whatever that term is. I can't remember it now. Combative, resistant.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't.
Incorrigible. You're incorrigible. Yes.
But that was, and I felt ashamed about it for a long time. Now I realize that that's just me.
No, that's you, and you probably taught that person giving you the test a thing or two, but that is right. God created us to have full vessels, not to be half full. I use that expression because everybody does, half full or half empty.
I do too.
But we are vessels for good and joy and peace and vitality. We lose our way. I lose my way sometimes, but I get back on track as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And believe me, you do need to get good sleep at night, because if you are running on empty in the morning, not only does it cause your body to slow down metabolism and hold on to everything you eat and turn it to fat even though it's healthy, but it also makes you very pessimistic during the day if you don't get good sleep. Yeah. Another time we'll go over all of the secret best steps to keep your body vibrantly healthy, body, mind, and spirit.
Well, I hope you'll come back to do that, because, I mean, for those of you that are tuning in, I just want to let you know that go over to SusanSmithJones.com. If you go over to Susan's website, you can be able to click on new books, and you'll see what we're talking about. This particular book is called Uplifted. And yes, everything that I was reading to you came right from that book. So it is 12 minutes. But within the book, there are even more and more ways to shift, to change energy. You know, part of what I've learned, especially when I work with women that are in addiction and recovery, 10 minutes of exercise doesn't always work. So here's what I do. I give them a minute three times a day. Get on your bike a minute three times a day. 99.5% of the women that I give that to cannot get off in a minute. They will get on with the goal of a minute, and most of them will stay on for at least five. By the time we get to week three, moving into 21 days, the minute they even forgot that they had to only be on a minute. See, aren't that, this
yes.
is what you're talking about in the book.
Yes.
You can
yes.
do incremental changes.
Baby steps,
yes.
embraced enthusiastically
yes.
and consistently. And by the way, a study in the UK by Dr. Malcolm Carruthers found that 10 minutes of aerobic exercise. Of course, if you want to lose weight, keep your body in great shape, you want to work up to more than that. But 10 minutes will double the level of endorphins in your body, the keys to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And they're long-lasting. They last throughout the day.
Mm.
And it's always good if possible. Like Henry David Thoreau said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Because if you wait to do it at the end of the day, all these excuses come up. Get it out of the way. Get those happy hormones going that will guide you throughout the day and help you with your work and make you a much more terrific person to be around, because you've already done your workout. And it empowers you when you work out. And when you work out, then you want to eat a little bit better. And, you know, we have a body, we work out, we eat good foods, we have a mind, we think, we write, we have thoughts, but we are a soul, and body reflects mind reflects spirit. The body's a great place to start. Nobody shoves the food down your throat. You decide what you eat. You can choose to exercise, and when you're consistent and make 21-day agreements, and I give you 130 12-minute action steps and 150 positive affirmations in the book, everything you need to transform and enrich your life, body, mind, and spirit.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for today. I am going to get Linda all ready to reschedule, so there we go.
Okay, and I'm available tomorrow. Thank you.
Perfect. I'll let Linda get on this right away.
No.
Thank you again for tapping in to the consciousness and energy, truly consciousness and energy of what so many people need right now. And thank you for being so clear, concise, so kind and gentle, and so absolutely inspiring for people to just do one or two things in this book. I mean, one or two things already for me. This morning, instead of getting dressed in whatever, I got dressed underneath these clothes, ready at noon to get in my car and go.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Susan, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, Linda, Benny, Jacob. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. We're still in I-5 northbound just north of the 516. The two right lanes have been closed for crews to repair some damage earlier this morning for an earlier collision. Due to the nature of that damage, the lanes have been closed and they will be for several more hours. Current backup is about 5 miles now, so you might want to look out for a detour. That's on I-5 northbound just north of the 516. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Maximum Medicine Radio with your host, Dr. Susan Martin.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. A new report is showing how much inflation is costing Americans. According to Bloomberg, the average American family will pay over $5,000 this year for basic household items compared to 2021. The study also predicts inflation will force more people to join the workforce and that increase in workers will bring down wages. Senator Lindsey Graham has some strong words to describe President Biden's budget proposal for defense spending.
The budget regarding the defense needs of this country is woefully inadequate and dangerous.
The South Carolina Republican explained it doesn't recognize current or future threats. While speaking about the budget earlier this week, the president emphasized spending on national and international security as the U.S. responds to Russia's war against Ukraine with economic consequences, battlefield assessments, and more aid. That's what President Biden and Ukraine's president talked about in a phone call today. President Zelensky tweeted he and Biden talked for about an hour and also discussed ongoing negotiations with Russia in Turkey. President Biden is getting a second COVID booster shot this hour following FDA approval for people 50 and above. Biden's also expected to push Congress to approve billions of dollars for additional COVID relief efforts. We could learn today if the Biden administration will ditch a public health rule that's used to immediately deport most illegal immigrants. Republicans, including Texas Senator John Cornyn, want to keep in place what's called Title 42.
The Border Patrol tell me if it expires without a plan to allow them to handle this volume of migrants, they will simply lose control.
President Biden is under pressure from members of his own party to roll back the Trump-era immigration policies. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus sent a letter saying asylum is a human right, and the current use of the public health rule is unjustified. Sales of new vehicles are expected to fall in the first 3 months of this year. That's according to Edmunds, which is looking for a more than 15% decline when compared to the first quarter of last year. A top Edmunds official pinned the blame on not enough cars being available in addition to rising gas prices. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Granger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with light showers on and off throughout the day. High temperatures around 47, 48 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, again with some light rain showers. Low temperatures dropping down to about 40. For Thursday and running up into the weekend, more clouds, 20 to 50% chance of showers. High temperatures in the low to mid-50s with low temperatures in the low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable.
Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio, and with me is somebody I'm so happy to call my friend, my teacher, my leader in all things spiritual, Dr. Georgia Herrera from Georgia, where I used to live, by the way. I used to live in Decatur. Anyway, Georgia is here because I love what she's taught me, and we're going to talk about bring love to it. If there's a bad time, a bad situation, we're going to learn or at least talk about how to bring love to it. Hi, Georgia. I'm so glad you're here.
I am so honored to be here.
I want to hear what I myself don't know, is how do you go from an academic background of a doctor of chiropractic to a Christian mystic, shaman, energy worker, the whole gamut? Tell me a little bit about your journey and how you ended up in the spiritual, or maybe you always were there.
It actually started to increase throughout my life, and that's also in my astrology, one more way of just accepting ourselves and our life. I did have little moments, I call magical moments, as I was younger. And when right before chiropractic school, I started to feel the call, and God was saying, come to me, come to me. And I said, hold on, give me a minute. And I knew in the back of my head, I needed to go to chiropractic school, and then I'm going to really get started at the same time with my spirituality. Getting ready to leave Austin, Texas was a big deal. Texans don't usually leave Texas. And I was going to chiropractic school in California. So that brought up a lot of emotions for me. So I wasn't quite ready to dive deep into my spiritual work. But I was, around that time, before chiropractic school, moving into my energy work by zero training, just by being me and the gifts God gave me this life. And it started from a friend of mine that knew I was intuitive more than I knew I was, and they said, you need to tell me what's going on with me. Put your hands on my head and tell me. And I said, I can't do that. Yes, you can. So I did, and I told him everything, and it surprised me. And from there, my journey evolved in spirituality and energy work, where I was doing more energy work on people. This was back in the 90s, doing that. Went to chiropractic school. I started going to the Catholic Church. I grew up Catholic. I was going 2 to 3 times, sometimes 4 times, because I didn't know where to go for the spirituality. I always loved psychology, so I would read all the books. And back all the way in high school, when people were reading the fiction books, I was reading the psychology books. So my teachers loved my papers. So that's my nature. And then when I got to California, I found a spiritual group that answered everything I was looking for. God is love and community and a lot of one-on-one teaching. And I got a lot of that. And now that group doesn't exist anymore. One of the main teachers passed away, and people spread throughout. But I learned a lot from them. But it was also a hard course. And we're less and less doing guru work this around this time in the world. But back then, it was still pretty big. And I also knew back then it was more about going internal and being more with gurus, but also letting go of your own power as well. And now we're in a different age. Everybody is their own teacher, and there's a really strong energy in that. And so when I teach people, it's about empowering them so they can make their choices. And I learned that from what I didn't get being a student.
And how does that inform, well, I'm going to make the assumption that your chiropractic practice is not traditional manipulation, ultrasound, stretching, stimulating units.
No.
That tell me.
Never been my thing. I've never saw the body as individual parts. I always felt it as a whole. I'm very connected. I'm very much a body person. And I liked the techniques that were full body. That's why I went to California to learn an upper cervical technique that helps move the entire body and helps you connect everywhere. And while I was there, I found this chiropractic network spinal analysis. And everyone was begging me to do it then. This is made for you. And I wasn't feeling it then. I couldn't grasp what we do in our body affects our emotions, and healing our body affects our path. I couldn't grasp that. That, you know, long time ago journey, long time ago. And now it's all I think about. It's my whole life. Of connecting people into their body. And I do that with network spinal analysis. And it's a lot of fun for me because I can feel them as an intuitive. And my spiritual journey went deeper and deeper. So I was with this spiritual group in California. They're Christian mystics. And I was dating the chiropractic. This chiropractic really aligns you and connects you with your truest self and helps you get rid of all the static in your system, anything that's holding you back. And from there, I had a very strong intuition, and I started joining shaman work and connecting into my own inner path of the time in previous lives where I have served as a shaman. And from there, people kept calling me shaman. And that's what I learned. You know you're a shaman when people call you a shaman, not when you take the weekend course. And that's mm-hmm. where one of my titles came from.
So when you have clients in your chiropractic practice, and you also have clients like me who are seeking not so much body-centered techniques because I live quite a long way from you, but guidance in shifting beliefs and patterns and awarenesses, what do your clients, what do they struggle with? There have to be some commonalities among all of us.
The main thing is listening to ourselves and giving ourselves permission for the things that we know. What I do is I help people feel them, let them fall in love with their defense patterns, fall in love with the things that have worked for them. And when you bring that love, it softens everything. And then the truth person can come forth and find their intuition. And that's a big thing right now. Back before the conversion, I didn't meet people that in 2012 that were as interested in spirituality as they are now. Now it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I just hear every day, I am not religious, I'm spiritual. Fantastic. Let's work.
I think for me, that was a hard thing to, when you're self-critical, as I am and have been, that's a hard thing to see patterns that may have been very appropriate and very self-directed in defense.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're up close and personal to them, you may not love them. and to have somebody encourage you or show you that component of self-love, of seeing patterns, and that nothing really can exist with, everything is able to put love to it.
Yeah.
And that does bring a softening, especially if you are self-critical, as many of us are. We're not this.
People are.
Mm-hmm. Say that again, Georgia, because that sounded important.
All spiritual people are very critical until they go very, very high. But in general, spiritual people are looking to improve. So they're nitpicking at themselves because this needs to change, this needs to change, that needs to change in themselves and their partners. So there's a lot of criticalness. That's why there's a lot of candida in spiritual people, because there's a lot of self-criticism. So one of my favorite lines to say is spiritual people are the most negative people, the most complaining. But what that means is because they care. They actually want to improve. So it's actually something beautiful to have.
And I can see that, because when you're called to bring change to the world, you're always looking for what isn't as good as it could be.
Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, it comes from a good intention to make things better, but there is a constant comparison and critique.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's exhausting.
Yes. And hard on our body.
Mm-hmm. So you bring everything back to the body, which is that many people do that, but that's not the primary perspective. The body is very much seen and felt as separate. And yet you bring everything back to the body.
Absolutely. And I see it. That criticism that we do in ourselves, it's a same thing whenever we have an issue and we're trying to change it and work on it, it gets stuck in our body. And me as an intuitive, I can see it. Intuitive empathic. I can see it stuck in the body. And when it's stuck, we don't let God move through it. So we're not as smart. We're very limited. And then those bones shut down too. And those organs shut down. So spiritually, when you go in and you love, you open up. And then when you take it into some physical healing technique, you start opening it in your body as well. So the breath is moving everywhere. And whatever was bothering you and was tight, now you're connected to everything to receive wisdom. And you can solve things like this.
So I want to hear a little bit more about that before we take a break. That it's tight and constricted and you aren't letting God in through it. Tell me, when you say God, are you also saying breath? Are you also saying energy?
Anything that is love is God. Letting go of God as female, male, name, anything like that. The vibration of love is what is important. And the same when we're self-criticizing ourselves, it gets tight. Or when we're multi-thinking the same thought over and over and over, we get tight in our body. And so we want to learn how to bring in love. And we do that when there is some kind of safety, some kind of safe net, some kind of person or you connecting into love that makes it safe so you can go, oh, I can loosen this up. I don't have to do it by myself. And then you let wisdom / love / God move through.
And I love that. We're going to take a break in just a second here, but that, and we're going to spend more time talking about that need to hold it and cling it and be in charge of it and control it.
Mm-hmm.
which is in and of itself limited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to talk more about. We're going to take a short break. This is Doc Martin. I'm here with Dr. Georgia Herrera, and we'll take a break and be right back.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio. I'm back with my friend, my teacher, Dr. Georgia Herrera. We're talking about bring love to it, how that energy of love is really the key component to any type of healing, any type of forward movement, any type of self-realization. And Georgia was actually talking about how that actually she can see as an intuitive, that she can see those tight places in our body dissipate as we bring the energy of love through it. Georgia, tell us a little more about that.
On our own little single self, we're not that smart. We might be good at exams or accomplishing a task, but we're so limited. We're just this tiny. But when you simply just ask, holy divine love, and define what kind of energy you want to bring in, you simply ask, this love, this wisdom, come through this issue and show me what I need to know. You're going to get insight. You're going to get wisdom. And the way I think about it is if you then pay the energy back with gratitude, you get more. You can even think of it as a tip. So, for example, anytime my husband and I get into an argument, I go into prayer. And I might be like, Jesus, come in. I'm so mad. Make my husband be his higher self. Not a clean prayer, right? Because it's all tight at that moment. And all of a sudden, we start laughing, my husband will start apologizing for something, or I start to see it in his point of view, whatever he was processing, or he sees something in my point of view. We drop in our heart, and then I tip the holy energy back. Thank you. So that's a great tool to have all the time at your disposal. It's just there. whenever you want, for anything. You can't find your keys. You don't know what to eat. You don't know what to wear. You don't know when you're driving, you turn left, you turn right. Or you have a huge life decision. You start saying those prayers, and then things start to open up. And then you say gratitude, and then more comes, and then more comes. But you stay where you are. So if you are freaked out and you go in and you say, you know, holy energy, angels, God, something loving, something wiser than us, and you say, you know, help me solve this, and then all of a sudden you feel your anxiety, your fear, your freak out, be there. Love that. Don't deny that. That has something to teach you. So then the next step is, what do? I'm freaked out. I didn't know I was this freaked out. And then the energy starts to come in and will say something smart and wise. Forgive yourself, or go do some jumping jacks to run off the energy, or do some stretching, or say you're sorry to this person, or just something will come through you or show you. You don't feel the universe will support your happiness. Let's love you there. Oh, okay. Let's love me there. And that's when you have the focus to go step by step by step to your own inner answers. And that's a process, and it's not always easy to do. And then sometimes we're hyper emotional, we're out of control emotional. We can't hear God at that moment. We say our prayer, we let it go, and I always say stop, drop, and leave when we're hyper emotional, because we can't think, we're not clear. So we have to go do something to go get happy, you know, and then come back when we're more centered and go inside and get more information. That's how to do it in meditation. And then you can do physical things like the chiropractic I do to help you get there.
I think what's the hardest for me in starting to learn this is if a person, I'll just say me, I come from a place, and this isn't a, you know, I'm the way I am because my mother was this and my father was that. But I did have conditions growing up where I didn't trust, and it was very hard to trust. Then you put on top of it being in an academic world where I've been one of the top achievers, so I trust my academic brain, mm-hmm. and it's very hard to relinquish decisions to somebody else when I'm convinced that I'm the smartest one, I'm the sharpest tool in the shed, sharpest knife in the drawer. So that surrender, that relinquishing, the hardest thing for me to learn in my journey was faith, a belief in something bigger than myself, and that was going to hold the safety net. Because for me to release, to relinquish to the people that I've grown up with, people, I haven't ever really been able to do that. So I'll just share that in my latest change of job, different owners of the clinics I work at, very lacking in integrity, very annoying and not organized and not respectful and none of the things I know should be. That's the big thing, when you know it should be. And what I have learned from you, Georgia, which I am learning, I haven't learned it yet, is that was sending me into literally internal inflammation, stress, high blood pressure, hypervigilance, anger, and it was no good. And I knew that from my softer intuitive side, I knew that it was no good. And what you've helped me start to do is be willing to let it crumble. And the key thing there is, one, there is a safety net. There is a safety net of spirit, angel, God, nature, however you call those divine elements. And there's a wisdom, here it comes, I'll admit it, smarter than I am. And that wisdom and safety net are what I'm going to turn over to. And when you do that, and Georgia, you helped me see this because you said to me, in the removing of my energy from the need to control it, first of all, it helped me internally, but it leaves the space for someone else to step up to their higher place. And that's a really good thing to be able to see, that you're even allowing the space for others to be better, because I'm not controlling the space. I'm not taking up all the oxygen in the room. So anyway, I am practicing now. I'm not an expert by any means. The concepts I call the Dr. Georgia concepts, bring love to it and pray it to its knees. So tell us a little more about the pray it to its knees, because I love that.
You know, our sessions are usually on the phone, but now you get to see what happens to my face when I hear you talk. I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful. It's emotional for me. Anytime anybody steps into that love, that intuition, what are they to fix and what are they to let go of, and, you know, and paying attention to and not having to do anything on their own. And I have to do the same with my clients. I can't believe how much I know all the time. And it's because I tap in. That's what makes me smart. Mm-hmm. So the more we tap in, the smarter we get. And the praying it to its knees, that came from a friend of mine, Linda Love. She was eating a cookie that was a cookie not the best for her. And she said, that's how she started it. She said, I'm going to pray it to its knees. And it actually is a thing where you can bless something and make it holy. So like for you, with your job, you're blessing it. You're bringing this extreme, beautiful energy by stepping back and letting the angelic, letting the vibration of love come through and do the job, because you're not called to do that job, right? So you're bringing that, and that is going to let everything that isn't working, it's going to let it show up. You are praying it to its knees. You are making everything shift, and you're shaking it up by letting it go and putting it in God's hands instead of your hands. And there is a time and place, but this one's not for you.
Right. I mean, when it comes to a decision about a patient or something for safety of following up on a lab report, I am going to be hypervigilant and in control of it. And that's where I'm asked to be. And that's something else you told me is, what am I being asked to do? And that doesn't mean the literal world, the phone is ringing and they need me on the phone, or there's a task in the computer, or it means what does God want me to do? What does Spirit want me to do right here? And the thing is, this sounds corny, but one of the things I say to patients often when they're in doing a not very healthy behavior, and it's, I'll say to them, now listen, if you die and you get up to St. Peter at the pearly gates and he asks you, why should he let you in? What did you do with your life? And you say, well, I made sure that the coffee table never had a speck of dust on it. I made sure that I did all the laundry and all the chores for all my children, even when they were 35 years old. Does St. Peter care? Is that what's going to get you through the pearly gates? So for me, what am I being asked to do, and clinging on to be the ruler and the controller and the boss of all things, because I think that it should be this way, or I know because I know, because I'm the knower. That's a very powerful place to let it crumble, back it down, and say, okay, what am I being asked to do right now? And usually it's about calming the other staff's hyper emotions, about reminding them that we're a good team, reminding them that this patient who's asking us, calling every 5 minutes with some new complaint, something else is going on. So bringing a better energy. And that has helped me soften up, which is really a good, it's a good feeling.
And that actually is more power. And the letting go of what you weren't supposed to do, you're, is more feeding the old ego what needed to be fed before, that needed to happen. But now you're feeding you. So by letting go, you got more of you. Because when you connect into these higher realms, you're connecting into your higher self, into your higher spiritual realm, which is you. It's where we all come from. It's what we're made out of. It's love.
And I can see that because you are diffusing, diluting your true power by wasting it in these other interactions. And when you let it crumble, the truth is all of that juice that you spent out here in the who cares, you're right, it come, it really does empower you.
Yeah,
I love that. So Georgia, anything to say? We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Dr. Georgia is going to lead us in a beautiful prayer to get us in that beautiful space. Anything to add before we take a break?
When you connect into that love, you have all the access in the universe. And the more you get the love into our wounds, the more we become ourselves and the answers become easier and easier. And that's what we're going to do in meditation. So when the meditation hits on the hard stuff, the uncomfortable stuff, be there. Don't go anywhere else. Be there. Let the love circulate in there. And then you're going to hear, okay, I did it. Now I need to go do something else. Just like I said, sometimes we need to work on our stuff and go into it. And sometimes we need to, for lack of a better word, go get distracted, go somewhere else. Go do the love somewhere else, get happy. So that might mean checking into a joyful God experience and then letting the pain sit here. Or God's going to say, stay here in the pain and let's love that. They're both valid.
Wonderful. All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break and then get ready to drop into meditation with Dr. Georgia. We'll be right back.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Hey, everybody, let's quietly drop into the place where Dr. Georgia is going to lead us.
I'm lighting some incense. I want you to feel the cleansing, the clearing of the incense. And I'm not going to do it with my energy. We're going to call in your holy angel. Let the incense cleanse you and clear you. And my masters are Jesus and Mary, but use whatever energy works for you. Jesus and Mary, Creator God, vibration of love, clear anyone, everyone, all time and all space, every dimension that watches this video. Cleanse and clear. Center them. Clear their aura. Center their chakras. Help them bring in the love in every chakra center, all the way from the feet to above their head. Help them feel safe to breathe. Help them feel safe to connect into their body, to feel unconditional love and acceptance. Holding your breath or feel where you have any heaviness. And be there and say hello to that part in your head. You can even put your hand there for an intensified feeling. And breathe into that part of your body. Don't fix anything. Don't change anything. Be there. Be your best friend. Their hands have a beautiful glow of light, and they shine this light into your body. And whatever is tight or stuck starts to get bigger, and feel how that gets scary. But let it and relax into it as the light shines on this part of you. Let the light move through you. And the parts that you judged or wanted to get rid of start to get softer. And you become brighter in this place in your body. Everyone to know. What I'm hearing, the love wants to tell you, I am here for you, more than you think, and it is easier than you think. I see you. I know you've been trying to get answers. It is a process. Be so gentle and kind to yourself. Feel your frustration and let the holy love move through you. In your body so you can channel and manifest in the earthly realm. Bliss is beautiful and wonderful, but we're here on earth. So bring the bliss into the earthly realm, into your body. By going into too much worry or too much bliss or too much chaos. Relax and let the love in and fall in love with yourself. And notice what comes up. Let it be smart, loving, and beautiful. That's how you know it is of light and love. Do that. go of attachment of your ancestors. And sometimes one answer takes you to another, to another, to another. Let the angels surround you with this light, so your body is consumed. Let your chakras balance and bring the light into all your chakras. Loving, kind thoughts that come forth. Ask what happiness would look like. And let the vision, the thought, the insight come forth. That is within you and all around you. Breathe in and let it calm you and comfort you. And give gratitude for every beautiful thing you feel, even if it's confronting and uncomfortable. Shoulders, your stomach, jaw and let this love heal so good. The more you fill up with this love that feels like home, the more you bring it into the earth realm to do your service. Your service might even be just touching products and bringing blessings to a product. It could be the words you speak when you welcome somebody into a building. It could be the diagnosis you give. The kind compassion with your eyes. Feel good, so bliss, but in the physical realm. Big breath, even more into the physical realm. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. Let it deep into your lungs with a little opening in your eyes with your brand new world. Full of bliss, centeredness, and happiness. Thank you. Thank you. Good, clean fun.
Wonderful. So everybody, you can have this over and over, as we will archive this show, and it'll be there for you to get. And it'll be on a YouTube as well. Georgia, thank you so much. And I just want to... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it was such a pleasure.
So anybody in the Atlanta area, Georgia's office is in Roswell, Sacred Mother Healing. But she also does remote work, and believe me, it is equally powerful. And I've loved knowing her now for months and working with her, and I love what I'm learning. So thank you, Georgia, for being here today.
Thank you.
Jacob, thank you. We're going to close up now. This is Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio, with Dr. Georgia Herrera, and thank you for being with us.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine,